Good morning. I'm going to read from the John's Gospel for this morning. I will be reading from Gospel of John, chapter 18, from verse 33 on. Pilate then went back to his headquarters and summoned Jesus. "Are you the king of the Jews?" he asked. Jesus said, "Is that your own idea, or have others suggested it to you? What? Am I a Jew?" said Pilate. "Your own nation and their chief priests have brought you before me. What have you done?" Jesus replied, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If it did, my followers would be fighting to save me from arrest by the Jews. My kingly authority comes from elsewhere." "You are the king, then?" said Pilate. Jesus answered, "King is your word. My task is to bear witness to the truth. For this I was born, for this I came into the world, and all who are not deaf to truth listen to my voice." Pilate said, "What is truth?" And with those words, went out again to the Jews. "For my part," he said, "I find no reason against him. But we have a custom to release one prisoner for you at Passover. Would you like me to release the king of the Jews?" Again the clamor rose, "Not him. We want Barabbas." Barabbas was a bandit. I would like to think with you this morning about what is the truth. The words Pilate spoke to Christ. Pilate is an earthly fellow. He knows how the world works. He knows that the strong rule the weak, the powerful judge the action of the lesser. Something you learn by investigation and interrogation. And sometimes some things are too philosophical to know with any certainty. Pilate knows that this weak, beaten man before him is no ruler. Pilate knows that he holds the power of life and the death over this prisoner of the Jews. He knows also that the chief priests hold a certain power over their people, but that they are too weak to deal decisively with this man. Pilate also knows something about the kings. Caesar was to be honored and even worshipped as a supreme powerful being. Ultimately, Caesar held the power of life and death over all people within his kingdom. Pilate knew that the Caesar's authority was rested on his shoulder. All of this was true. The only thing Pilate does not know here in this time is the answer to the philosophical question. He uttered this question for all peoples of all generations. What is true? During the preceding night, Jesus was arrested by the Jews and he was brought to the chief priest for judgment. He has been bound and taken to the high priest, first Annas and Caiaphas, for questioning. In early morning, Jesus was removed from the house of Caiaphas and taken to the Praetorium, the residence and headquarters of the Roman occupation authority, for interrogation by the governor of the province of Judea. The environs of the Roman garrison were defiling according to the Jewish law, and it was before the Passover time, and no Jews wanted to be in this premise. Remember that John's Gospel, these things were taking place on the day of preparation. The day before the Passover, and to remain ritually pure and clean, the Jews stay outside of Praetorium and send their prisoner to Pilate for additional questions. So Jesus is brought before Pilate for both ecclesiastical and political reasons. As the Gospel indicates, the chief priests have charged Jesus with blasphemy. But such matter is of no concern to Pilate. But because it is expedient for him that the Jesus to put to death, the chief priests have delivered him to Pilate for the capital punishment decision. But from Pilate's perspective, this petty matter should be returned to the local official for judgment. He is not concerned with their religious squabbles. In Pilate, the Jews were free to worship their peculiar and solitary God as they pleased, so long as it helps to keep peace in the empire. The chief priests have apparently accused Jesus of claiming to be the king of the Jews. That, if proven true, could be considered as an act of treason, punishable by death under the Roman law. Pilate is no fool. In the interrogation of Jesus, he inquires whether Jesus was actually claiming to be a king. The only kingship Jesus lays hand on by claiming, he learns, is one of the spiritual ones. Jesus said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was this world, my servants would have fought to prevent me from being arrested." having no jurisdiction over province, material or spiritual, outside of Judea, Pilate finds no reason to hold or condemn the man. He attempts to free Jesus three times. At issue in the scene was whether Jesus was a king or not. It is apparent to Pilate that politically Jesus proves no threat to Caesar or Rome. However, eventually the Jewish authorities push Pilate into a corner, proclaiming, "If you release this man, you are no friend to the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor." It was the realization of sad irony of the situations led Pilate to mock the Jews at the crucifixion of this pretender to no earthly throne. For the Jews who claim to no king but the God, the one God, Pilate placed a placard on the cross proclaiming, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." The question Pilate posed to Jesus, "What is truth?" It is a question repeated for ages. One might expect that in the 2000 years period since Pilate voiced this question, we might have come some clear answers. The Dark Age did not do much to add any meaning to the discussion, but the Renaissance era certainly brought new human insight through an art, philosophy, and science. Throughout the period of enlightenment, people strove to understand the questions of nature and metaphysics. The modern era brought empirical tools to bear upon every question and provided answer to many issues. And yet, here we are in what we know as late modernity or post-modern times, and we still seem to have no clear secular perspectives on Pilate's questions. Indeed, nowadays, philosophers say that there is no such thing as a universal truth. What may appear to be true for one is by no means true for another. In fact, many people hold multiple contradictory truths and are not distressed by their incongruities. Truth today is relative, and one truth can relate to another in a variety of comparable ways. Contradiction is one of them. What is truth? Pilate might feel philosophically at home in our times. The natural tendency in pursuing large questions like this is to use the faculties God has given us: art, critical thinking, and scientific experimentation. These are the human means by which we can try to make sense of the world. If we cannot gain insight into a matter by ever more deeply probing inquiry, then it must be the case that no answer exists. That's where we seem to find ourselves today. We cannot think any harder reading Descartes, Aristotle, Plato, Nietzsche, Kant, Newton, and Einstein, and we are not getting to anywhere. We know what happened 1/1,000,000th of a second after the Big Bang, but we do not know what caused it. The answer to that ought to have something to do with the truth. Some of us, of course, realize that it does. It does. Truth does have much to do with that which sparked a cosmic generation. The truth, as Christians know, is that the unexplainable, undefinable, ultimate cause of the universe is the author of life, the inventor of love, and the giver of every grace. We know this because we investigate with another God-given faculty, not knowledge, art, or science, but something beyond investigation and interrogation, the gift of faith. It lies just beyond the reach of the philosophy and the millions of seconds before scientific inquiry. It eludes Pilate, who was so world-weary to know the truth if it walked up and looked his face openly. It eludes many who seek after truth in various and contradictory ways. And yet, within the grasp of the simplest minds, faith is that incomprehensible gift that makes the humblest person content and answers the most profound questions of great thinkers. Human reason is blinded by its searing glow, and yet its beauty spreads revealingly through the prism of the believer's heart. I'd like to tell you a story about young Japanese pianist. His name is Nobuyuki Tsuji. He was born blind. But his mother noticed her infant son had such an amazing response to music when he was just a toddler, and the music was turned off, this toddler became so upset. His parents got him a toy piano, and he played his own composition on this piano. Then the parents bought him a baby piano, and he enjoyed playing, and the playing piano became center of his life. He attended the most prestigious music school in Japan, and he went on to compete at the Van Cribon contest in Texas and won the first prize. In his early 20s, just recently, he was invited to perform in Vancouver, Canada, and he chose a certain piano music to perform. The author of this piano music composed this piano music based on the excitement, enjoyment, and the pleasure when he goes through the art museum, seeing and enjoying many paintings of beautiful artwork. This young pianist wanted to really identify and find out how the composer made this music. He asked his mother, and his mother explained what it is like to be inside the art museum, what it is like to go through painting after painting, enjoying the beautiful work of art. He was born blind. He has never been in museum. He has never seen the work of artists, of paintings. And he struggled so much because he wanted to really understand how the composer composed this beautiful music. Was he going through this period of composing to create the beautiful music? And he struggled and struggled. And just before the performance came, he somehow, in his blind eyes, understood the feelings and the sensations the composer had to create this music. I saw this young man's performance on Japanese television. He was playing piano with such a enthusiasm. And when he finished his performance, the whole audience gave such an enthusiastic applause. So moved and so impressed by his performance. What is truth? It is the belief in Jesus Christ for us, born of the Virgin Mary, crucified under Pontius Pilate, descended into hell, resurrected on the third day, who sits on the right hand of God, the ultimate cause, the cosmic who sparked the Big Bang. But there's much we still do not know about this truth. Even we are believers. We ask questions of each other all the time. What exactly happens when we die? What is heaven like? What is God's precise will for my life? When will Christ return? We still have plenty of questions about the truth and the faith that reveals it. But we are not driven to investigate and experiment until we discover the answer. we are content to know that all we need to know has been revealed to us in the Scripture, or will be revealed to us in God's good time. Like Pilate, we have questions about the truth, but we do not ask as he did with a fatal resignation. We seek the answer by searching in the only manner it can be found. We open our minds and hearts to him who was crucified for us and who lives and reigns as the King of our hearts and the ruler of all earthly kings. What is true? Speak King Jesus, unlike pianist Nobuyuki Tsuji, who could not see and had to struggle through the meaning of the composer. Your very word of Jesus is our answer. Since Pilate, the world has sought an answer to the questions, what is truth? But the answer is found only through faith in Jesus Christ, King of all creations and the ruler of all kings. Just before the Passover feast, Jesus gathered his beloved disciples, and he told them that they know the way to the truth. Then, doubting Thomas, asked Jesus that he did not know where Jesus was going. How can he know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's pray. Dear God, we are so thankful for your great gift to humankind, your Son Jesus Christ, who came, lived, taught, and was crucified on the cross on our behalf. And we pray that you will continue guiding us so that the meaning and the purpose of life will be revealed through your word, so that we know the truth, and by this truth we may be able to continue to live the gift of life you have given to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.